Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and today we're going to be exploring a new and innovative community event. It's called Paquetcatchou, and is part of an international movement of community building. In a way, it's kind of like a miniature TED Talk. Essentially, people from the community sign up to give a presentation on something that they're passionate about. The trick is, they have to utilize 20 PowerPoint slides, each being projected on screen for only 20 seconds. This gives each speaker exactly 6 minutes and 40 seconds to tell an audience about this thing that they're passionate about. So in today's Untold Story of Central Minnesota, we hear some excerpts from some of the speakers at a recent Paquetcatchou event. But first, we'll talk with the organizers of the St. Cloud Paquetcatchou, TJ Larum and Mary Helgiger. They can give us a better idea of what this thing is all about. TJ and Mary, welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota.
All right, well, my name is Mary Helgiger. I'm one of the Paquetcatchou City Organizers for St. Cloud.
And I'm TJ Larum, a local musician, and helping out hosting and kind of putting the whole event on.
Yeah, right on. Thank you for saying the word so that pronounce it. I'm butchering it every time. It's a Paquetcatchou. I can't do it
right.
TJ, you had a very good mnemonic for remembering how to say it.
Right, and I'll have to give the credit to Justin Michael. It's the boop, boop, boo-doo-doo. Pa-cha-ca-cha, boo-boo-doo-boo. Phenomena theme, it all works out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's a tricky word to say because this is a Japanese concept.
Yes.
Now, how long has this whole thing been going on, and how long has it been going on in St. Cloud?
Oh, shoot. As far as, like, the whole grand thing, I don't know if I've actually looked into how long it's been going on, but started with just two architects. Architects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Architects in Japan and trying to truncate what would be an hour dissertation for every presenter into 6 minutes and so. But as far as St. Cloud goes, we actually just celebrated our one-year anniversary last month. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That was our fifth event.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and essentially, there's a pretty simple format. There's a presentation. Mm-hmm. And, 20 PowerPoint slides, 20 seconds each. And that's what you get. Works out to 6 minutes and 40 seconds, does it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what kind of topics have you guys gotten so far?
Just a variety of everything. I mean, from people's trips that touch them and to, like, EMDR we had a speech on, I don't know, everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no restrictions aside from no religion, politics, or marketing topics. And I meet with the presenters beforehand, just have coffee, chat about passion and what kind of topics they want to go with.
So basically, it's like no proselytizing, if you will.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
And it's marketing, religion, politics, all those. You're trying to sell something. Don't try to sell something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Try to tell somebody about something. Hey, this is neat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how did you all get involved with this?
So, my sister started it in Dubuque, Iowa. And I presented at hers and immediately got off stage, and I knew that St. Cloud needed that. So, and here we are. Yeah. Year later.
that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it was very simple. Yeah, it was really... you go through an application process with Paquetcatchou, the global headquarters and everything, and just kind of work with them. They make it super user-friendly, and it was the easiest thing to kind of get started. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think our first event, too, I was at the Nest. I would say maybe 40, 50 people, 6 speakers, and that was wildly beyond what we were expecting, too. So that's when we kind of knew at that point that the community was actually going to roll up for this, because the Nest, it was packed. And it was, a quick and easy event, but since then it's just been quarterly, and more people show up, and more energy is brought to the table.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks that way. It looks like it's a very simple thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very, very powerful thing. First, just, to react to, the community responding just right away. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's like we've done stuff at KVSC. I've done other things here and there, and you try something, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if all of a sudden, hey, there's 100 people showing up to this thing, and they look forward to this thing, and what?
Yep.
So that's how you got something.
Yeah.
But I think some of the charm of this is maybe one of the things that really attracts people is how simple it is, because everybody's passionate about something.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, my Kimberly, doing the things I've learned from a toddler.
Yeah.
What?
That was, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And it was just, it was spot on and cute. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned something not only about toddlers, but also about her. And mm-hmm. There you have it. So,
right.
Yeah. What have been some of your favorite topics that you've run into?
Oh, shoot. I have to shout out to Willow Kirby, one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. He actually did spoken word. And he arrived pretty much the entire time, so he just threw up 20 seconds of different colors. And so it was just monochromatic slides throughout, and he ripped it up. The video is actually on our Facebook page, and it's extremely deep, but I'll let people go kind of figure that out, and that's the fun part about that. That's been one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know if I can really pick. Like, I kind of coach the presenters along the way, and, you know, I get really passionate about their passion, and so I feel like it's almost impossible for me to just pick a favorite. I love all of them. They're all really great and have something special that they bring to the stage, and each event has been its own, you know, cocktail of talents. And yeah
Mary's been a great conduit for the passion for everyone bring to the table. I know one that I got a shout out to, Eric Putnam, had a one that had everyone in stitches for the 6.5 minutes. So that was good too. There's just too many to choose from at this point too. Yeah.
So how many total people in St. Cloud have spoken at this so far?
It's going to be roughly like 37, 38, depending on if we had 7 or 8 at one event. But yeah, so a fair amount. Some, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, most, if not all, are Central Minnesotans too. So mm-hmm. it's... feel like there has been expressed interest from friends in the Twin Cities and so on and so forth. I know the Twin Cities has an inactive Pachakacha organization, but yeah, it's pretty much been, you know, 30 plus Central Minnesotans telling their story.
Yeah, and that is what you said too. This is the only one going in Minnesota right now.
Yeah. There's if I'm not mistaken, inactive Duluth, Bemidji, and the Twin Cities. So, yeah, we're the only one active, and I think if I'm going to throw some numbers out there, too, like 1,024th city in the world. So, I'm, you know, we're holding it down for Minnesota.
So, Mary, you were talking about how you are working with the presenters.
Yes.
Did you go through that process? Because, you know, maybe there are some people that, you know, by getting up in front of a whole bunch of people and potentially making a fool out of themselves, but a lot of people maybe get a little apprehensive.
I mean,
what do you do for them?
Absolutely. I set deadlines and help them kind of make it a little more organized for them to kind of get their slides in and kind of give us a bio of who they are. And then I meet with them. We usually just have one meeting. Some people I've had more. It just depends on the person. If they need some more support, then sure, why not? You know, just if that'll help them get on stage, then I will, be there to support them. And, just contacting them, checking in, and just making sure everything's ready to rock before event night. And then we do the rehearsal the night before, and the presenters can take the stage and practice their speech. So that's been really beneficial. And, yeah.
I got to say, the vetting process for the mock-up, probably much more gut-wrenching than the next night, because it's you in front of all the speakers. So there's maybe 10 people in the house, and you're unloading the passion. I don't know if you have a really reactive crowd. It's a little bit, but yeah, kudos to if you make it through the mock-up, which everyone has, and but they'll always say that was much tougher than the actual presentation.
Yeah.
So get through the mud first.
Yeah,
right?
That's usually how it is, because you've got your imagination working against you.
Right, the ten
other people who are going to present and nobody else, and everybody's got their own thing going on, so you're really not, I don't know how this is going, I don't know, and then you get up in front of people, and then you get the reaction, and what I witnessed, it was all positive. It was people were amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that comes back to, you're not trying to sell anything.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, there's this neat thing, I want to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you spend a little bit of time crafting your argument, if you will, and there you go. People are appreciative, and they know that it's only going to last for 6 minutes and 40 seconds anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
So Let's see here. I'm kind of curious, you know, what just off the top of your head, maybe just, you know, list off some of the different ideas that have been thrown out there. You know, if people, because, you know, people are thinking about doing this and, you know, everybody's got a passion, but, you know, maybe people don't realize that what their passion is could be included.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that have been talked about before?
The Power of Silence was a fun one.
Yeah,
my buddy Jake Lundy. Essentially going through, the Power of Silence. I don't know how I can truncate that anymore. Grant Forsythe talking about sustainable farming in central Minnesota was really, really cool. We've been very fortunate to have a very receptive crowd for a lot of, like, tough topics, which, again, yeah. I'm, like, so much a fan of, and I'm loving that there's actually a stage for that right now. Yeah. I mean, we've had some people go out there and talk about coming out and what that's like with their family and friends. We had a gal talk about suicide attempts. We've had individuals talk about trauma, abuse, and those have been some of the more wow. And then the crowd response, and then kind of mingling after the show and hearing people go up to them and saying, "I am very inspired by what you did." Mm-hmm. We get this opportunity to be that platform that we all really do talk about, but never really have. And so it's been, I would say, just those tough topics.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that coming up. There's a trauma counselor talking about trauma. And, you know, this is something that she's passionate about. And, you know, it's, you could tell people were a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, the people who were uncomfortable were probably the people that hadn't experienced trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the people who had experienced trauma were more like, I think I needed to hear this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's that irony there that really, you know, these are these topics. Mm-hmm. And that's some pretty powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when is the next Pacaca?
Pacha-cha.
Oh my gosh, I'll get it eventually. What is the next one?
I gotta pull that up too, because I think August 7th will be the next one. And we're always kind of location to be announced. The Red Carpet Event Center though has been our home for the last couple events. We've done the Nest. We went to the event center. We loved that. We went to the main stage thinking that would be a really great stage to have. The presenters rocked it, but there's such a variety of seating that it kind of goes away from our community vibe, where if y'all know, if you're staring out from the stage up to the left, there's that booth section. I think there was probably like 30, 40 people smashing them like sardines, afraid to go sit in the cocktail tables in the front. And so I like the event center because it just gives us this, you're neck and neck with everybody, you're in it. Mm-hmm. It just adds to the experience.
Oh yeah, I've taught classes before, and there is something about having just everybody right there.
Yeah.
Instead of there's a clump over there and there's something over here and then there's a whole bunch of nothing.
Yep.
So yeah, that does something. So it feels like you're really speaking to people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of nice. Yeah.
Definitely.
So if somebody wants to get involved with Pacha-cha.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. There we go. Yeah.
If somebody was to get involved, how would they go about contacting you all?
Myriad ways. There's the Facebook page is always pretty good. We have a social media presence. We are purely volunteer based, so it ebbs and flows. Let's just put it that way. But the messages come through. There's also St. Cloud PKN, so STCLOUDPKN @gmail.com. And just send us interest, say, hey, I want to present. And from there, that's pretty much, it'll go from there. So,
mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, anything else you all want to say about anything?
Gosh, it's been a ride. Been a lot of fun. Just seeing the community turn out for this event. It's beautiful because it's also free. And so we have actually been approached about granting opportunities and taking this and riding it. And I like the grassroots vibe, the this is the community just turning out to meet and hear about ideas rather than it being this getting to be wildly extravagant and, let's say, having them, you know, once a month and then people burn out. And so it's right where it needs to be. And we just kind of want to keep rolling with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is, so
Nice. Yeah. That's nice. Okay, I got another question. I knew I had one in there. have you ever run into anybody yet that, you know, they've been to one of these or they've presented at one of these and they've come back to you and said, hey, you know, things are different now because of this? Has anything ever happened like that?
To my knowledge, not so much. I might have the fortune of hanging out with most of these individuals quite often and kind of seeing them. But the what we have heard before is it's exhilarating. People go up there and they kind of find their voice, regardless of the passion they're talking about, whether it's a tough subject or just a kind of a light and fluffy one. I always tell people too, this is like a public speaking piece here. You know, throw it on your resume, talk about this cool thing you have the gall to do. Mm-hmm. We have heard through most, if not all, that it was empowering and it was just a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice. Yep. Definitely for the CV, man. I tell you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for stopping in and talking today.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You're in tune to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here on 88.1 FM KVSC. And we just spoke with TJ Larum and Mary Helgiger about the St. Cloud Pikachu series that's been running for a little over a year now as part of a larger international movement of community building. So now we'll hear from some of the participants in the recent Pikachu, and then maybe we'll hear you at the next one in August. You can find links to that on our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the link to this story. And now let's hear what some Central Minnesotans are passionate about, starting with Kim Van Dusen as she talks about the 5 tips to life she's learned from her toddler daughter.
Tip number 2, let me see what this says. Don't let anyone else diminish what's important to you. Well, thanks. So my dad got my daughter this ridiculously annoyingly large stuffed animal bunny that is purple. And it's so big that I was looking forward to maybe making it disappear really quickly from my house. But she has taken a liking to it, and she has very cleverly, I'm not sure how she came up with this name, named it Bunny Bunny. So Bunny Bunny joins us at dinner sometimes, and Bunny Bunny takes up literally the whole chair. And she likes to sleep with him, or her, I'm not sure, it doesn't matter. Does it? Either or. It, him, her, whatever. She likes to sleep with the bunny in bed, and you can't even tell they're sleeping together because it's so large that it literally takes up her entire crib. And I think that it's dumb because it's too big. And no one needs a stuffed animal that big. But it doesn't matter because she loves it and it's important to her and it's genuinely one of the most important things in her life right now. And that's okay. We all have a bunny bunny in our life that might be stupid to someone else. But don't let anyone else tell you that it's stupid because who gives a f***? I have my own bunny bunnies. I like to watch cooking shows and do a lot of other things that are probably dumb to other people. But I don't care because they make me happy. And the more bunny bunnies that you turn away because other people think they're dumb, the more you're going to resent them and lose yourself. What's on here? Tip number 3, feel your emotions as they are because we're human.
It felt great to share what I'm passionate about. I love being part of the St. Cloud community, so I come back every time for this. I got involved because all my friends have done it, so it was about my turn.
Nice. Yeah. What was your presentation again?
My presentation was called Grow Your Mind. It was about growth mindset and the idea that you just can't fail because failure doesn't exist.
Nice. And what would you say to somebody who's kind of thinking about doing it, maybe nervous about doing it?
Just do it. It's like less than 7 minutes, so you really like, it's done pretty quick and it feels so good to like talk about what you're passionate about.
Just like the speech, you can't hide behind swing dancing. It is you. But in the same way, you are your own art form and your canvas. Your movements become your art. By stepping outside of your comfort level and embracing the fact that you will make mistakes, case in point, you are giving you the chance to be awesome and create significant memories with others. So often we do not take the chance to learn a new skill and step outside of our comfort level. Yes. Yes. You know, living in fear and letting fear dictate your life, it just doesn't benefit us in the long run. That's a whole different topic for another day, so we'll save that for later. Swing dancing was the top highlight from my college experience. You would find me every Friday night, all 4 years, on the dance floor. It was a chance where I really got to find a core community, express myself, and really let loose. Swing dancing is real. It is set in the present, and it is a chance where you are transcending the world around you to create something both fleeting and beautiful. You know, there really are few things in life where you can have something as both therapeutic and rewarding. My vision is I would love to see a significant following grow here in the St. Cloud area. We are the perfect halfway point between the Twin Cities and Fargo, where there's already a substantial following and just an ever-present community going on. Yes. Yes. Where better to create a social swing dance experience and a swing dancing hub? With that said, I invite you all to take the next step. Find that initiative to find something new, discover a new passion, embrace your awesome. And with that said, jump, jive, and live a little. Thank you all for being with me.
So, how did it feel to get on up there?
Exhilarating and fun and affirming, and I really loved it.
This is your first one, or have you been to this before?
This is my first one.
Oh, first one, and you got up there. That's amazing.
I love telling my story because it lets other people have space to heal.
What would you say to people who are thinking about doing it?
Do it.
Is it that easy?
Yeah, it's 6 minutes and 40 seconds, 6 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever. You'll survive.
So, the next thing is college. I went to St. Cloud State. I originally was going for choral and instrumental music education. One of those things didn't work out, and I think that I am in the best job for me. I'm very happy with what I do. But I failed. I failed at one thing, and that was getting a degree in choral music education. Up until that point, I had set so many small goals that I was used to succeeding all of them. And when I didn't do the one thing that I wanted to do, I felt awful. Recently, I started, instead of just, you know, setting these meaningless goals, looking at my life and what I want to do. Obviously, I want to be the best teacher I can be. Obviously, I want to make an impact in kids' lives. But I also want to make the world a better place. If you asked me a year ago, would I be a house homeowner a year from now? I would have said you're crazy, but guess what? I just bought a house. All because I was present to the fact that life, when you plan it out in the future, is meaningless. That someday is a thing that's just there. But someday isn't promised. I could have a heart attack in the next 5 seconds, and then all of my plans are for nothing. Now, this might seem really sad to think about, but I'm actually pretty excited about it. I can say, hey, I want to buy a brand new tuba. The things I have to figure out is, who do I need to talk to find money? Who do I need to call tomorrow? And actually, that opportunity has arisen to me. I have someone who sent me a tuba that I could buy. Well, let's think more about that someday. Everybody has something they always wanted to do, right? Raise your hand if that's a thing for you. What's keeping you from doing that one thing? For me, it was always me saying, I really want to do this thing, but I don't know X, Y, Z. Instead, I now look at things as all I have to do is X, Y, Z. Cool, I can do that. So I'm a teacher, right? I'm going to have you all do an exercise for me. I want you to think about your someday. Think about it. Visualize it in your head. After this slide, you're going to have 20 seconds to share with your neighbor what that someday is. Someone find a friend for David. He's all by himself right now. So, 20 seconds. Whoever has the longest hair gets to share first. When I say go, you're going to go. All right. Keep on waiting. Think about that some way. Visualize it. Go, share.
It was great. Much fun. Come again soon.
Totally. Well, what got you inspired to get up and do this?
Okay, so I came here to the last one, and then Leah was here with me, and she's like, you should go do it. And then they emailed me about it, and they're like, your name was on the thing. And I was like, yeah, I think I signed up. So I was doing a speech about Venezuela already with the Rotary Club, which one of the members of the Rotary Club was here and had done the speech about death the last one year, and it just inspired me, and I said, you know, why not? Let's do it. So I'm glad I did.
High five. All right.
We go in one memory at a time, and I wave my hand in your face until you feel better. Because that's the thing. When I wave my hand in your face, I am making your eyes go back and forth across your midline, which is simulating the same motion as REM sleep. And it takes those memories and it puts them away. And sometimes they're those niggling, weird memories. Like, why do I still think about that? It was second grade. That's a touchstone memory. That set up the whole chain of thought of I'm not good enough or it's not safe. Sometimes it's a worst memory, like a sexual assault. Sometimes it's so overwhelming that you just can't handle it without help. And we have to do it carefully and in pieces. All of these memories line up in your brain because your brain is organized even in its chaos. They line up in your brain like a tree. If we can find the root, we can yank the whole thing. Sometimes we got to do the twigs first. Sometimes we can do a big branch. But the whole thing is going to come out because all of this is I'm not good enough. Nobody loves me. I'm not valuable. Dude, let's get that out of there. Because all of it, all of those thoughts, all of those negative cognitions of I'm not good enough, I'm not safe, I'm not, those need to be filed away because they are lies your trauma told you. They are lies that your abusers told you, that your environment told you, that you learned by keeping yourself safe, and the ways that you kept yourself safe are no longer keeping you safe. So we put it away. And the miraculous thing is that we can go all the way back. We can go all the way back to preconception, to the your parents dealt you. And we can build you up from before the ground. And we can give you a brand new life so that you can start without the trauma driving you every day, without the trauma giving you the responses, without the trauma making you make choices for yourself, without the trauma running your life. And you will be stronger. You will be more beautiful. You will be all the things.
And that was Seal Dwyer from St. Cloud here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. We wrap up excerpts from St. Cloud's fifth Pecha Kucha event held a little while back at the Red Carpet Event Center. The next Pecha Kucha in St. Cloud will be on August 7th with an exact venue yet to be determined. But you can always check in on their Facebook page at Pecha Kucha St. Cloud. You can also link to that off of our website at kvsc.org under the podcast and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the link to this story, as well as in our area events page. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack reminding you to find your bunny, your passion, and share it with those that you care about and that care about you. The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amper's Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.